Have you ever wondered why changing habits feels nearly impossible? The answer lies deeper than willpower. It's embedded in your neural circuitry. Dr. Joe Dispenza reveals that we aren't victims of our biology, but its architects. Our thoughts aren't just abstract concepts, they're electrochemical events that physically reshape our brains and bodies. Every time you think, feel, and act, you're programming your biological computer. And most surprisingly, quantum physics shows this programming extends beyond your body to affect the very fabric of reality around you. Einstein's E equals mc squared shattered the illusion of separation between mind and matter by proving they're interchangeable. At the subatomic level, you're 99.99999% energy and only 0.0001% physical matter. Everything, your body, the chair you're sitting on, is mostly empty space containing frequency patterns of information. Unlike predictable objects in our everyday world, subatomic particles exist simultaneously as waves, energy, and particles, matter. Quantum physicists discovered that the observer affects what's being observed. Electrons exist as infinite possibilities until observation collapses them into specific points in spacetime. Since everything physical exists first as potential in wave state, you can collapse into existence any of infinite possible realities. Through focused attention and elevated emotion, you can reorganize subatomic waves into desired physical experiences. This isn't mystical thinking. Laboratory experiments have shown human intention, coupled with positive emotion, changing DNA structure by up to 25%. If we can affect reality with our minds, why is change so difficult? Because our brains become wired to our environments. Every experience creates synaptic connections that form an internal map of our external world. When we encounter the same people, places, and situations daily, these familiar stimuli trigger the same neural networks, producing identical thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. Consider your morning routine. Same side of bed, same bathroom ritual, same commute. By midlife, about 95% of who you are consists of memorized subconscious programs running automatically. Your habitat becomes your habit. This neural habituation creates a feedback loop. Your objective world becomes colored by your subjective mind, and reality conforms to these perceptions. As the quantum observer, you create a mind that merely reaffirms your circumstances rather than creating new ones. The good news? Neuroscience proves we can change our brains through mental rehearsal alone. When we repeatedly imagine performing an action, our brain reorganizes itself as if the event actually happened. Piano players who mentally practiced showed nearly identical brain changes as those who physically played. Your brain doesn't distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and physical ones. Our thoughts trigger specific biochemical reactions in our bodies. When we think, our brain releases chemical signals that make us feel accordingly. These emotions then generate more matching thoughts, creating a cycle where we think how we feel and feel how we think. Over time, these emotional states become our identity. I am anxious, or I am insecure. Our bodies become chemically addicted to these states. Even just remembering an argument can release stress hormones that recreate anger. This explains why change is difficult. Our bodies have become our minds. After years of practicing the same emotional states, the body memorizes them better than the conscious mind does. When we attempt change, the body, now functioning as the subconscious mind, resists. The servant, body, has become the master, while the former master, conscious mind, has fallen asleep. This addiction to familiar emotions keeps us living in the past or anticipating a future based on past experiences, causing us to miss the present moment, the only place where we can access all potential realities in the quantum field. Most people live in perpetual survival mode, stressing about health, finances, or time scarcity. Unlike animals, who only activate stress responses for immediate threats, humans trigger this response through thought alone, anticipating future problems or dwelling on past traumas. The chemical rush from stress becomes addictive. We unconsciously attach to problems because they feed our addiction to survival-oriented emotions. These lower-frequency emotions make us materialistic and self-centered, disconnecting us from our true nature as consciousness linked to a quantum field of intelligence. The alternative is creation mode, where we become pure awareness. When truly creating, we dissociate from identity tied to possessions, people, and places. We move beyond time and space, entering the quantum field without ego. This shift from survival to creation explains why stress-inducing thoughts can trigger disease, while healing thoughts restore health. A roofing contractor named Bill experienced this when his recurring melanoma disappeared after he released decades of resentment about abandoning his musical dreams and created a new personality based on kindness. His new mental state created biological conditions where cancer couldn't survive. Change progresses from thinking to doing to being. Typically, we form neural connections through thinking and strengthen them through action. Meditation, however, allows us to bypass doing and move directly from thinking about our ideal self to being that new self, the key to quantum creating. Through meditation, we can install neurological hardware and transform our brains, bodies, and state of being without external interaction. This process works by slowing brain waves from beta, normal waking consciousness, to alpha, relaxed awareness, and theta, the twilight state between waking and sleeping. In these slower brainwave states, the analytical mind that separates the conscious mind, 5%, from the subconscious mind, 95%, relaxes, allowing us to reprogram the subconscious where unwanted habits reside. The meditation process involves 7 steps: inducing relaxation by focusing on body parts, recognizing limiting patterns, admitting who you've been, surrendering to a greater intelligence, observing old patterns, redirecting energy when old patterns emerge, and creating and rehearsing your new self through mental practice. The final step is maintaining your new state of being regardless of external circumstances. True demonstration occurs when your internal state is so coherent that no external stimulus can disrupt who you're becoming, your mind and body working in harmony. When you maintain this state, your world will reflect these internal changes. You cannot meditate as your new self, then revert to your old self. Your behavior must match your goal, aligning thoughts with actions. As you maintain this modified state, expect synchronicities, opportunities, coincidences, flow, effortless change, better health, and new relationships as feedback, signs you're living by quantum law where internal efforts directly create external effects. The environment reorganizes to mirror your new mind, a state called transparency, bringing joy, energy, and freedom of expression. When new events unfold, you'll experience moments of awe, realizing your mind created them. Breaking the habit of being yourself requires losing your mind to create a new one. Between abandoning the old and creating the new lies uncertainty, where most retreat to familiarity. Yet this empty space contains all potentials and creative power. The greatest habit to break is being yourself. The greatest to create is expressing the divine through you, inhabiting your true nature.